Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Miles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show, a real estate investment program. Listen and learn how to use real estate to build wealth and passive income streams for you and your family. We bring you experts every day to discuss and answer your questions on everything from single-family homes all the way up to 600-plus unit apartment complexes. And now, the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show.
Welcome to Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. I'm your host, Del Wobsley, and as always, we're working on your financial future. Financial freedom would be the great step we'd like to see you take to where your passive income meets or exceeds your earned income to where you can retire. So today we're talking about how to take on a grand project, a giant project. And really, that's the way I see it in life, is you run against these giant projects. You have to run up against these giant projects you have to take on from day to day, month to month, year to year, and so forth. And today I want to talk about how to do that, along with the fact that that stuff all gets mixed in with your normal life. So you've got your normal day-to-day survival stuff you got to take care of also. So you really got to look at these projects. So the two things that happened to me this week that have made this come to light is about 12, 15 weeks ago, I ran into a situation where I had lost my landscaping company. We had gotten an argument about what they were doing for what they were willing to get paid, and they wanted to triple the pay and cut back the service, so I had to let them go. During the same time, I'd also had fallen through my bridge and broke my leg, broke my elbow, tore my tricep off. And right before that, I had plantar fasciitis. And had all these things going on that was creating problems, and I was too destroyed physically and mentally and emotionally to go out there and attack these things. And, you know, as I started to heal through some of these injuries, I started to get back the energy and thought process, brain wave, enough leftover brain waves to be able to go tackle these issues. And so I went out and I started looking at my lawn, and my lawn and my house had been destroyed. And I had to come up with a plan to get all this stuff done. And it was a lot of different stuff. No way could I get it all done myself. Even with delegating it, I couldn't get it all. So I had to prioritize what I was going to do and get it done. Second thing that happened to me is that we purchased an apartment complex about a month ago that's in turnaround mode. And then we purchased one about a week ago that's in massive turnaround mode with all kinds of things happen daily, finding more and more and more challenges that have to be rectified and fixed. And not even getting into the improvements we want to make. We're just taking care of the problems we inherited. And I think that's a situation you got to look at in your financial situation. If you look at this thing, you wake up one day and you got to realize, you know what? I've got a real problem here. And the first thing you need to rectify is the disasters that are taking you down. There are some basic things that are taking you away from the goal. They're savaging you and your personal finances. Just like I've got some basic things at my house that were savaging me. That had to be stopped. Then you look at the next level. There are things that are reoccurring that have to be taken care of and then somehow fixed so that they don't become a constant reoccurring battle. Okay? It's impossible to do. So we have to look at these things and figure out what things can and can't be done. So as we go through the process here today, we want to work around this and figure out how the process should work and how to correlate the process between what I'm doing and what you should be doing with your physical financial situation. So the first thing was I had to sit down and write down all the things that were going wrong in my house. The wood on the side of my house rots if you don't paint it every year, and because I get 110-degree temperature straight at it, full sun, and I have 20-car garage with all these giant wood garage doors that need to be painted, or they just rot up, curl up, the wood curls up, dries up, and falls off, and that's, you know, $50,000, $100,000 worth of garage doors. We're talking about a situation where I have like 12 doors that face the pool, exterior doors, that they get all that chlorine on them, so they get rotted away each year. My roof had a leak, it had to be fixed. My roof needed to be cleaned, although that one got set aside, prioritized-wise. And my lawn was dying, and I didn't have a landscaper. So I had to find a landscaper. I had to come back and repair the lawn and try to save the lawn. And that was the first process. So your first thing you need to do is figure out what are all your problems you got in your life. And once you've got them all listed down, then we're going to prioritize them. But to prioritize them, you have to identify them first and then put them into small groups that can be handled together. My yard is so large, I have like 10 lawns in my yard. Literally 10 of your house lawns I have in my yard. And there's no way you can work on all 10 of them at the same time. You can't even turn every sprinkler. There's 44 different sprinkler zones. You couldn't turn them on and watch them go and stand there and watch them all go through because they take about 8 hours to go through. So how do you go fix 44 different zones, and each zone may have 10 or 20 different heads on it? Major problem, right? So I had to prioritize. I had to say, okay, let's start with the most important thing, the front, very front, out in front of the fountain. First thing people see, the drive-up beauty part, and see what we can do about it. Condition, all the grass is dead. On one side, condition. On the other side, it's flooded. So I had to go out there and start looking at this to figure out what was going on. And what I found was, as I worked through the process, I knew it had to be a watering process, or at least I thought it did. As I worked through the process, I realized that I had two heads that were completely broken. And those areas were getting no water at all. And then I had another head on the other side that was leaking. And right where the one head was leaking, I had three heads all in the same area, hitting the same area at the same time. And it's because we rearranged our landscaping. I redid the front yard landscaping last year, or actually this year, summer this year, and it repositioned where the sprinkler heads were at. Now there's too much water in one area, not enough water in the other. So I had to go online and look this up and figure this out on the irrigation system. How do you fix those kinds of problems? And what you need to do is, as you go through your problems, you say, I got to fix this. I got bad credit. How do I fix my bad credit, right? I got these issues that are challenging. My car keeps breaking down. That is killing me. Maybe it's time for a new car. You have to look at your family's issues and figure out what they are and how to solve them. Maybe we're not going to send the kid to a four-year college. Maybe we're going to have him go the first 2 years into a local college, you know, one-fifth the cost. And then his last 2 years, graduate from some big-name college, still get the same credits, still get the same graduation from that school. Lots of ways to solve these problems, but you got to identify the problems in your financial situation. You also need to identify all of your problems. So you got personal problems. Your wife spends too much money. Your husband spends too much money. Neither one of you understand investing. You need information. You need help. All of these things are going on. You've got to start somewhere. Hence, I started with the front spot. As I researched how you should water lawns, I ran into a guy doing a podcast on how to make your lawn look incredibly beautiful. And what I found out was he actually fertilizes his lawn every 4 weeks. Now, I've been told you fertilize in the beginning of the season and you fertilize at the end of the season, right? I never knew you could fertilize during the summer, but this guy says absolutely yes. So I started fertilizing my yard. And all of a sudden, the grass started greening up. It was amazing. And I put on small amounts so it wouldn't burn the grass. I made sure there was plenty of water so it wouldn't burn the grass. And lo and behold, the guy was right. You got to feed that little monster. So if you've got some kind of an investment, it's not working, you got to go in there and feed it. You got to go in there and fix it first. And then start feeding it, putting more and more investments into that area. So if you got one little rent house, you need to fix what's wrong with that rent house. The next one you buy, you fix it, and then you keep building and building and building is what you're looking to do here, is to build this portfolio. As I'm looking to develop this beautiful landscape, I've got to work on it project by project by project, and so on and so forth. So now I've done all these changes, made all these changes to this area. It's time to move on, because now I've got to let that area sit and see what the changes did. Most people, myself included, overreact. You take dry areas and then you overwater them. You take an area that's not air-conditioned enough and over-air-condition it. Instead of just fixing it to do what it's supposed to do, that's the key, is just fix it. Get it done, fix it, and move on. So now I move on to the 10 other zones, 10 other areas, working through them, taking the worst one, the next worst one next, the next worst one after that next, and so on and so forth, and finding all kinds of challenges that are all different. One of them, some of the heads don't work. Some of them, the heads are buried. Some of the heads are crooked now. They're falling. Over years, they've got into a weird position. They don't water where they're supposed to. Some of them just have the wrong heads where they should be. Areas that should get lots of water have low flow heads. And areas that should get almost no water have high flow heads. Just ridiculous stuff that has to be fixed. And so I'm out there area by area. We'll call it yard by yard by yard, 10 different yards. Working through the zones on the sprinkler system, getting the watering right. And as energy provides, starting to fertilize different parts of my yard. And as I take and do one area, because I can only do one yard at a time. I mean, my God, fertilizing one yard is hard. Fertilizing 10 yards is killer. So you go out there, and I start working through the processes, fixing a couple heads here, a couple heads there, fertilizing there, until I start to get an idea how this is all going to fit together. We'll take a short break. Be right back with Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show.
Talk 1370.
Welcome back to Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Today we're discussing how to tackle large projects, how to organize them, and how to take one bite at a time until you get through the large project by setting up multiple smaller projects for you to work on. So as I'm working on the yard, I'm waking up here, and I'm all beat up physically. My house has gone through a year's worth of destruction, and I'm deciding what I can do and what I can't do. The first thing I did was I figured out the biggest, most problematic things that were going to destroy my house on me the worst and stop the bleeding. So I had to get the garage doors painted, the expensive front doors painted because they will be destroyed, and the back doors painted. So the first thing was to stop the bleeding. You've got to do that. Whatever you need to do to stop the bleeding in your financial situation where you're losing money, you've got to get out of that stuff. You've got to get it done. It may cost you to get out of those problems. It cost me to fix these doors. But if I don't fix these doors, I'll be buying whole new doors. If you don't get out of that stock market before it crashes, you might not have any financial wherewithal and have to start all over again. Next thing is, while all that was going on, process, my pool pump or pond pump was out. And when a pond pump goes out, fish die. I've got $100,000 worth of fish. Can't let that happen. So I got to get a guy out here to get a pump into. And then my aerators go out. Now, that won't kill the fish instantly, but in the long run, it will make them weak and sick. So I had to go get an aerator, put a new aerator in. I lost some plants. I had to climb down the pond, take out the plants that were dead, put some new plants in. The storm had blown them over, had to clean the pond out. At the same time, I'd fallen through the bridge, broken the bridge, and saw the bridge was rotted out in multiple places, broke my leg and hurt my arm. So now I can't fix the bridge because I'm out for a long period of time, physically. So the bridge sits there. I think about bringing somebody in. Everybody I talk about, they don't want the project because it's either too small for some companies, too large to handle for somebody else. So it's something, you know, that I have to get to. Put it on the list, but I can't get to it yet. It's not a priority. I had to get a landscape company. I need somebody to actually clean out all the beds and stuff. I had grass. I had weeds 3 feet high in all the beds. It was unbelievable. So I had to get some company come do a clean out and then get a new mowing company to start mowing. Then I started working on the front beds or the front zone, figured out what was wrong with the irrigation system there and fixing that. Then I started fertilizing and trying to bring the grass back. And I'm saving all this stuff. You understand? This stuff I already own, I'm saving. I'm not moving forward. I'm stopping myself from moving backwards at this time. I had a leak in one of my garage roofs, so the sheetrock had rotted out. That's how I knew I had a leak. I had to get somebody to fix the leak, and then I had to get somebody to fix the sheetrock. You get the idea. What I'm saying to you is this stuff does not happen in a vacuum. Life is everything thrown at you at the same time. And you have to constantly have a plan with priorities. Sometimes something gets thrown into that plan, like today. I injured my eyes yesterday, so today I'm sitting here trying to take care of my eyes. That's why I sound a little groggy, as I've been taking all kinds of antihistamines to keep my eyes from watering, my nose from watering. At the same time, my air conditioner's out, so I had to get an AC company to come in and fix my air conditioner. At the same time, my sprinkler system went out. Sprinkler zone goes out. That means one whole part of my yard dies. So I had to have a sprinkler company come in and fix the sprinkler zone. All this is going on while I'm doing a radio show with you here right now. All that, along with the fact that I bought 100 plants yesterday that need to be planted. And the beds need to be amended before I can plant the plants. And then once the beds are amended and the plants are in, then we've got to mulch. I mean, it seems like it's an endless process, but it really isn't. It seems endless because it's so large. It's so overwhelming. And that's where you're at with your finances, guys. You're there with this set of financial problems that are so overwhelming that you can't figure out how to fix it. Which do I fix first? Everything that I've been doing in my life, which was my old plan, isn't getting me where I want to go. So doing more of what doesn't work isn't the solution. Solution is you need information. You need somebody to help you figure out what's wrong with your plan and help you set up a new plan. Without the correct plan, then you can't go to step two, which is to start prioritizing the problems and then getting to each problem and attacking it individually with the knowledge necessary to solve that particular problem is what it's really all about. And if you don't do it that way, you're not going to solve any problem. You're going to have an ongoing mess of life that just keeps going on and on and on the way it's going now, which is basically failure, basically living a life of quiet desperation. For the last 3 to 6 months, I've been living a life of quiet desperation. It's over for me. I'm fixing it, starting about 2-3 weeks ago. Take a short break. Be right back with Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show.
Talk 1370.
Welcome back to Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Today we're attacking large projects. How do you solve them? That large project may just well be your financial situation. First thing we need to do is break them down into component parts. Secondly, first thing we need to do is a detailed plan of what we want our life to look like. Secondly, break it down into multiple parts. Thirdly, identify and investigate the problems within each of these parts and then take action to repair and fix or do whatever we need to do. So in your particular life, you know, you need to look at these things and have a plan. Most people have a plan of work, save for retirement, and then wake up at 65 years of age and end up short. That's your plan. You can say anything else. The interesting point is that you delegate parts of it to people that don't know what they're doing. So the same thing is true with the project. I'm out here. I get a guy out here to look at my ponds. I've been here 7 years. Took me two or three different pond companies, pond guys, before I got one that knew how to fix everything and keep it looking great. And then he imparted the knowledge on me on the day-to-day maintenance and what I needed to do to take care of it. But now I knew I had somebody put the right equipment in. I researched, found out what to do through the internet, and boom, now my ponds look beautiful again. Fountains. I have one, two, 9 fountains in this house. And for the first year that I was here, none of them worked. Finally, I found people to take care of my fountains, expert fountains. Now my fountains all work. And by the way, if they go wrong, something breaks, I know how to fix them now. And if it's something's beyond me, like the pump goes out, I've got somebody I can trust to call. Pool equipment, same thing. When I first took over, the pools were terrible. Now we've got a pool company that comes in and maintains the pool on a regular basis. Solve a problem, solved. Landscaping company was going great for years. Then all of a sudden, the landscaping company changed hands and went cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs, tripled the price and started doing half of the work that it used to do for the agreed amount of money. And so I had to get a new landscaping company. Hence, I went a couple months without a landscaping company. And plus the fact I couldn't do any fertilization, any hard work myself, because I destroyed myself about 12 weeks ago, 6 months ago now. I started getting injured and had multiple injuries. I couldn't work on the yard. So the yard got away and got all messed up. And all this stuff is going on, right? But what I want you to identify in your life is, okay, you figure out, one, I need somebody to teach me how to create passive streams of income life. Come to Lifestyles. Let us help you do that. Don't go to these 4 or 5 other Dave Del Dotto, Robert Allen, Jeff McCone, Tommy Boo, Milan Graham, Robert Kiyosaki, Donald Trump. All these other guys out there, don't go to them. Come to the people that are the best. Let us teach you how to set up the plan. Let us help you initiate and complete the plan. That's what you need to do. Same thing with me. My sprinkler system, as I was putting in new plants, so here I am, I'm on building zone. I'm in this zone, I'm building, I'm making it beautiful, I'm adding additional plants. Right here, first I stopped all the depth of the ones that were dying. Now I'm adding additional plants, and what happens? While I'm adding the plants, I'm looking closely, and I notice that one zone of plants is starting to die. And I try to go water it more, and the sprinkler wouldn't work. And all of a sudden, the sprinkler had a warning sign on it, sprinkler system, the main body of the sprinkler system. I tried to look up what warning meant. Couldn't find it. Didn't mean anything. So finally, I just called a sprinkler guy and said, look, I can't live without a sprinkler thing. So I called a guy. A guy came out today, fixed the sprinkler system. That's something that can't wait. You've got those problems. Like last week, my battery's going out of my car. I needed an inspection sticker. I drove it in and said, here, it's yours. Fix this stuff. I know you can do it. Get it done. I'll get it back when you're done with it, and it will be done. That's what you got to do. You got to delegate some of this stuff. So if you're out there and you don't know how to deal with your 401k, you need to get someone that does help you with that, like us. We can teach you what to do with that 401k to be effective with it, as effective as you possibly can. Same thing with your personal residence. What about it? What is it doing for you? Are you using it effectively? On and on and on, 401ks, IRAs, annuities. What are they doing? Are they making you any money? Are they being effective in your goal? That's what we have to evaluate. So here I am trying to get you to evaluate that. All of a sudden you go, you know what, I need some more passive income. So now we're on the growth mode. We solved these problems over here where money was leaking out the back door. Now we're on growth mode. Now we're going to go buy you some more properties. Now I'm going to go buy me some more plants, because now we have solve the day-to-day BS and solve the long-term death of our program by changing the plan to a plan that works and stop the bleeding first. Now we're ready to talk about starting to grow. And so we're going to go out there and buy single-family rent houses. We're going to go out there and buy small apartments or partner apartments. Whatever we're going to do, we're going to be in growth mode. But that comes after stopping Death Star mode. We'll be right back. Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show.
Talk 1370.
Welcome back to Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Today we're talking about how to tackle big projects. We're paralleling a gigantic process of turning my home around after letting it get out of control for a whole year. At least 6 months worth of not taking care of maintaining it, a whole year's worth of natural annual maintenance, and the fact that we want to improve some of the problems that we have so that in our main plan, we went from having a property that every single year 50% of the stuff died because it was tropical or it was an annual plant, to transferring that or changing that to where everything is hardy, will last all year round, year after year after year. And what this is like changing your life forever. The same thing like buying the right real estate investments. You buy the right passive streams of income, they're going to pay off for you for the rest of your life. The beauty I'm putting in this year in my yard, I re-landscaped the front early in the season, redid part of the back early in the season. Now I'm finishing up the back. These changes are going to pay dividends for years and years and years to come. And the investment is well worth it for what the payback will be. But before, I was just investing and losing it every year. Same thing with you. What good does it do to put money in the stock market and lose it? And then you gain it, and you put it back in, and you lose it again, and you gain it, and you put some more in, and you lose it. That up and down stuff isn't a solution to anybody's problem, and it isn't going to get you to retire. So you need to change your approach. You need a new plan. That's the key. And so you got to get out and get the information to find those plans. It doesn't happen overnight. I've been living in this house for 7 years. It took me a year to find the contractors necessary to maintain everything. It took me another year to figure out what the real problems were. Okay, I'm sorry. It took me a year to figure out what the problems were. It took me a year to find contractors to fix the problems. Now I know what the problems are. I'm 7 years in, but some of the stuff is starting to wear out again after 7 years. At least now I know what the problem is. I don't have to have a problem. Like, for example, the zone went out on the sprinkler system yesterday. The day before, I got my sprinkler guy in here. He was here today, and I took him right out there and I showed him which zone was broken. I showed him exactly what it was, because you just saved me all my time to do the job. I'll just bring the rotor, put the new rotor in there, and boom, off you go. So what would have been a $500 to $1,000 repair ended up being a $150 repair, because I showed him what to fix. He just had to go get the part and put it back on there. How do I know this? Because I've been studying this irrigation system for 7 years. After you study your rental houses or your apartments for 7 years, there are going to be things that break and wear out, but you're going to know how to fix them. You're not going to lose your mind anymore because you know how to solve those problems. And like in the apartment complex that were closed just a week ago, tons of problems are coming up. The guy running a call or sends out an email today says, look, we got more problems here than we even conceived when we first bought it. But you know what? It's kind of fun. Sitting here and seeing things are that messed up, the ability to change them is going to make this place worth so much more. And he's excited about it. He's excited about finding the world. Well, I'm the same way. As I get out here and I fix these problems and understand what's wrong with each zone and each head and each bed and with the different color and plant combinations, as I solve those problems, there's a great sense of fulfillment and success that you derive from getting out there and solving these problems. You need to be doing the same thing on your financial situation, right? I had to have tree trimmers come in and trim the trees back this year. I'd have palm people come and cut the palms, although I made a mistake. I cut the palms right after the big storm where they destroyed most of them. But I didn't cut off all of the limbs. And so the limbs that were still alive when we cut off the dead limbs died within the next month. So I ended up leaving them there, and I had to get them recut again. So I learned my lesson next time. If there's another great storm and they kill all the fronds on top of the palms, I'm going to wait until the palms are healthy again before I cut all the dead ones off, because otherwise you're just going to keep losing them and losing them. So these are the things you learn in life. You're going to learn in your finances when to put money in, when not to put money in, where to put it in, how to maintain it, how to solve it, how to keep your portfolio working. And at the same time, you're going to go through life, flat tires, sick children, layoffs at work, et cetera, et cetera. But because you got a grand plan, because everything you're doing is heading in the right direction, you're still going to get there. We'll be right back with the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.